Life Audio.
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Do you believe in life after addiction? You better believe it. Now, the host of Life After Addiction. Woo!
Hey.
Everybody's vibing in here today.
Episode 5. It is episode 55. Coming in hot. Last week we talked about withdrawal and fight or flight, and it got pretty serious and emotional. The week before that, the same thing. We talked about weapons of mass destruction, and it got pretty emotional. This week, I thought we'd do something kind of fun and lighthearted, but first I need to read some very serious scripture.
Okay.
Everybody listen to me. This is something that you need to hear. Proverb 18, verse 22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. So here's what I thought we'd do. We talked about it a little bit beforehand, and reluctantly Ryan Chittister has agreed. But here's what I thought we'd do. So if you follow the podcast, all 55 episodes, you know that throughout the journey, Ryan had hinted that, hey, you know, I'll start dating after I graduate college. And we're like, oh, okay. He's never going to graduate college. Well, he graduated college, and it's been a few months now, and so it's kind of onto the dating scene. So I thought, hey, we love you, man. We're all brothers here. Yeah. Let Life After Addiction help you out.
Okay.
So we're making and creating on this episode a Christian Mingles profile for Ryan Chittister. Are you cool with that?
I'm cool with it.
All right. So we kind of did the first things. We got him logged in. So now the next step is we've got to figure out a profile picture for you. If you look down here, that's right here. It's going to be up on the screen. You're going to follow along with us. So Jorian, producer Jorian, wave everybody. If you're just catching, you missed last week. This is producer Jorian. He is full time with us. Carl, producer Carl, as you can see, is training him up in his last couple days, last couple weeks, whatever it may be. But Jorian, let's see some pictures. Okay, so here's one.
This is going to be an interesting episode.
Yeah, so here's one. Here's one nice one with your dad. Okay. Okay, that's on the list. We probably add that.
I can
somewhere.
Get down with that one.
Okay. Oh.
That was Carl's favorite. I don't know why, but hey.
Let's pass. Okay. Okay.
I like that one.
If you don't know, that's from the Forgotten Pandemic documentary that aired. It was in a movie theater and played theforgottenpandemic.com. Award-winning documentary, theforgottenpandemic.com. Okay, here's another one. That's spiritual. Christian Mingles. They're going to like baptizing someone. Might have to get permission from that guy.
I got his number. I can call him.
All right.
Are you good with going on a dating profile?
Holy Toledo's. Ooh. That's the winner right there, baby. Winner, winner. Chicken dinner. What is that? What happened? This has to be a story.
I don't know if this was... So Miles used to be on Reddit a lot. And so there was a trend going on. I think this is what this is for. And like you would hold up a sign saying, roast me. And so you just take a ridiculous picture. I think that's what that's from. Or that could have just been my style, dude. You know what I mean?
I think that's got to be your profile
pic. With the freedom tee. That was back when they called me, what's Willy Wonka's name?
Willy Wonka?
No. Gene Wilder. Oh, there you go.
The actor. Yeah. All right, let's see another one. Of course, Chitty with his shirt off. Look at Carter. He's like, don't touch me, bro. What's happening here? He's like, what are you doing right now? So if you don't know, Chitty always takes his shirt off. Okay, that's a good one. It's decent. Not bad.
That's a good one. I like that.
Can't complain.
That's an option.
I like it.
How many do you get to put on your profile?
Ooh. Okay. Well, how'd that go. How'd this make it in there?
That's just a vibe.
Okay.
Pictures are all about vibes. Look, I caught Garrett's eye. You see in the bottom left? Wow. Look, you see Garrett? He can't take his eyes off.
Hey, you love the live edit here that we got going on?
Yeah, I do.
This is awesome. All right.
That could be the one.
Keep going. Again, he is screen recording, so this is okay.
See, that was back in my powerlifting days right there. I was benching, I think, 550 in this photo.
Yeah, really low key.
Squatting. I think I was squatting 1,000.
real like that. Low key you were for sure. Real.
Yeah, that was definitely my powerlifting days, though, for sure.
Okay, well, we could throw somebody. Now, you know what?
Ooh.
That might be the one. That might be the one. That might be the one. We'll put that as his profile. Go ahead and make that his profile picture. Now, while they're doing that, let me just tell you. We're setting this up for probably the Murfreesboro area, but if you're watching this and you're a lady, let's say you're in another state, maybe another country, maybe another city, feel free. Reach out. You could reach out to Christian Mingles. His name's Ryan Chittister. Let's see the response he's going to get. I think you'll be married by December 5th.
December 5th. Okay.
All right. So we got the profile. What's the next thing? It says add some. Okay. Give us a little info. What do we type in here? Something quick.
I mean, dude, you're putting me on the spot right now. Add some info about this photo. About the photo?
Just skip it. We don't need to do that. Yeah. Nobody's going to worry about that. All right, next.
About the photo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey,
we'll go ahead. We'll go in and add some of those funny ones later. But let's see if we got what kind of questions we got here.
Tell us about you.
Display name Ryan or Chitty?
Ryan's good.
Okay, that's fun.
Little
King. Okay, height 4'12".
Oh, we'll go. Let's go 6'2", man.
Well, hold on.
No, 5'10".
Well.
Well, let's go 5'10 and 3/4". Did they let you put 3/4 in there?
Never married.
I'm just
kidding. Never married.
Christian, baby.
Well, man, that's all Christian.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Anglican, apostolic.
Evangelical is probably the right one. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that'll work.
Every week.
That is correct.
I'd probably say special occasions, but yeah, go ahead. Occupation.
Like Sundays are special.
He is the facilities director.
This is so random. We're literally doing an online dating profile live right now.
Hey,
like,
hey,
you know,
hey.
It wasn't real until now.
Right.
Yeah.
We're actually doing this.
Right.
Yeah. Have kids? No. Want kids? Babadoo.
Yes.
That mean?
Yes, want kids.
Level of education?
Bachelor's degree.
College.
Okay, looking good.
Now we're going. Let's get into some juicy questions here. Okay, tell us about you. Write a summary about yourself.
This is going
to
be
Hold on. Can I have a vote? I think Carl should be able to write your summary about yourself.
That'll work.
Okay, Carl, hit it.
I can do it.
Write us a summary about ourselves. Say it, and Jorian can type it. And grab the mic when you say it, Carl.
Jorian will have to say it. I'll have to type it, probably.
Wait, no, you say it. Jorian types it.
Okay.
He's a typer.
Okay, for Ryan Chittister,
man, it's kind of hard.
Bro, just go whatever goes to your mind.
Okay, Shepherd of Men.
Oh boy, this got real.
You gotta help him get into it because I can't really do a summary profile right now.
All right, here we go. Started off, Shepherd of Men's good, but let's not start with that. So if that's the opener there, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. That's why you're here, though. Shepherd of Men. Next.
She's like,
Carl,
Shepherd of Men.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Ryan likes long walks on the beach. Ryan is a family oriented man.
There you go.
Love sports and the outdoors. He's terrible at all physical activities.
Oh, we know that's a lie.
No. Looking for a woman who loves the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
First and foremost.
Yes.
And worship.
So after outdoors, that's fine. But after outdoors, just put working full time in ministry. AKA, I'm a baller on a budget. No, don't say that part.
Hey.
All right, and then just say, and I think that's good for now. Let's go to the next, and then you can come back and edit some of this if you want. But here's the deal. Whatever we finish with, you have to leave for at least 7 days.
I will.
After the episode airs.
I'll leave it for a couple weeks.
After the episode airs, 7 days.
All right, and then I'll give an update.
All right, here we go. Tell us about you. Sports and fitness.
Bird watching.
Basketball, no. Biking, no. Bird watching, probably. Bowling, no. Fishing, no. Golf, terrible. Hiking, no.
So, oh my gosh! So let's go. How many? Does joking. It give you a limit?
No, he likes basketball. Yeah, you can He likes.
You can go fishing. I do saltwater fishing. I haven't fished much here, but
go hiking.
Yeah. Golf,
Pilates. No, not Pilates.
Scuba skiing, snowboarding for sure.
Pickleball. There's no pickleball option, kid.
And I don't see disc golf either. Activities.
Yeah, go down to activities.
Board games.
You like board games?
When I'm living with a bunch of dudes in rehab, yeah.
Tell them that you're. Tell them that you're
outside of that.
Hold on. Go ahead and let. Go ahead and let the lady know that's watching this. You're a big gambler. That's a good one. No.
It's not true.
No. Bridge. Gardening, home improvement.
Activism. Activism. Reading. I mean, I think that probably volunteering activism.
That could be
one way or another. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Go to volunteering. Volunteering, I think, is fair. Mm-hmm. Arts and entertainment. What do you got like here? Action movies, even though you hadn't watched Braveheart. What kind of man is this we're dealing with? Poetry, for real poetry.
Could comics be like stand-up comedy and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Run
no,
that.
No. I think it's like comic books. I wouldn't get caught in that.
I wouldn't get caught in that.
Stand-up
comedy.
Stand-up comedy.
There it is.
Yeah. Stand-up comedy.
Sports fan. Yes.
And what about music? Not musicals, but...
Playing cards, magic shows, musicals.
What kind of travel do you do? Road trips, faith
tourism?
I used
to do
tourism?
Camping a lot. I hadn't been camping in a while, though. You can do maybe some weekend getaways.
Yeah.
I've been on one cruise in my life. I don't know if you'd call that cruises.
No, that's good. Music. Blues, classical, country, EDM, electronica.
R&B.
Oh yeah, R&B all day.
What else? Pop.
You could throw some pop on that.
Okay, I was joking, but you just did. All right, eats and drinks. Baking, barbecues, cocktails, coffee geek, cooking, craft. Okay.
Yeah, craft beers, dive bars. Healthy. Hey, hot sauce, baby.
Is hot sauce on there? Yeah. Yeah, are you a coffee guy?
That's the most coffee.
Go
sure.
Coffee geek.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a coffee, but I do drink coffee.
That's
on
your
occasion.
Only option.
Hot sauce is the most random thing to be on there.
But
for
it's
eats
so
and
true.
Drinks.
Though. It's so true.
I know it's just random.
All right, next. You're definitely not vegetarian. Definitely not vegan. That's for sure. Let's put in between. Let's go between 30 and
let's say
28 and 42. Seeking women, 28 to 42, I think.
That'll work with you.
Within.
That'll work right there.
Go to distance. Put 500 plus.
No.
Hey, bro, you got to do it.
500.
You got to do it. 2 weeks.
Yo, are we finding me a pen pal or a wife here?
Hey, you got to do it. And this is for her. This is who you're looking for. I think, you need a good Pentecostal woman. Or Presbyterian. No, you get to pick. What do you want?
Yeah,
just evangelical as well?
I don't know how they list it out like this.
Not sure
is.
Yet.
Huh?
I mean, not sure yet.
Just pick all of it.
Yeah, you could.
That's true.
Yeah, I wouldn't specify. I mean, obviously I'd say no on some of those, but.
No, I think you're good.
It'd be the. You could put not sure yet.
Yeah.
Relationship type. Let's go either marriage or marriage and kids.
Yeah. Oh, you can do both.
You can, yeah. Run that.
Okay.
Advanced or advanced?
Yeah, I want to see advanced. Let's see.
Yeah, let's see what the advanced is.
Height. Oh. I don't know.
That's getting too specific. Like, I'm picking the height of the woman I want to look. Is that what that's asking?
No,
that's too much.
Okay, hold on. Oh, no. It's making us do this?
All right, to upgrade your account to benefit from all the features.
We can see what features he already has.
Yeah, just whatever you do to get past this.
It looks like you have to click on get all features.
Okay.
And here we go.
Let's go.
All right, so here's what I want. Oh! Okay, Chitty. Wow, seven people already. You just got this going.
Look, is this a free trial?
This is.
Is what we have? How long is a free trial?
Speaking of paid version, let's go to a word of our sponsors. I'm sure the ones listening love this. But hey, if you're just listening and you love this, go check it out on YouTube and watch it. And then also go to ChristianMingle.com, Ryan Chittister. Here we go. A word from our sponsors.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
And we're back. And if you're just now catching us for some reason, we're back from this this amazing podcast. But love is in the air. We are attempting to get Ryan Chittister set up with a WIFE wife. He's going to date, whatever. But here's what I'd like, just for, because we're probably going to upload this video to your profile. I want you to look into your camera right there, and I want you to tell them.
No, we're not doing nothing like that. I'm not telling the camera what I'm looking for and anything like that.
All right. Well, why don't you look into that camera and just tell a woman that might be looking for a godly man, hello. Just say hello. No. Look, like this right here. Like this hello. Right here. Ready? I'm Ryan Chittister. If you're looking for a godly man, I want you to know that you've look no further.
Look, I will say this, though. As funny and as joking as this is, right?
Yeah.
There's actually a real part of my heart that does desire this.
Yeah, sure.
So, I am absolutely open to dating. I've been patient and allowed the Lord to lead me and guide me in the last few years of my life, and I finally did get to a place where I feel like I am ready to embark on that journey. And so, all seriousness.
No, let's stay there for a second. I'm very proud of you for being mature enough. You'll be 33 in a month, right? So there's that pressure or whatever. But you're mature enough to say, hey, God has me in this season right now. I'm in school. I'm in full-time ministry. I mean, you're making millions of dollars. Everybody knows he's making millions of dollars. Yeah.
Disciple dollars, that
ladies.
Is. Disciple dollars are their value are in heaven.
Disciple dollars.
Yeah. It's a million just disciple dollars.
But, man, I'm just real proud of you, and I want to talk further about it, about having the almost pushing back the – and it's not a sinful desire. It is a natural desire that God's given you to date, to marry, to have a spouse. We just read Proverbs, 18:22. Proud of you for doing that and having a goal in mind and fulfilling a calling that God put on your life. Talk a little bit about that and just kind of that season. And I think also maybe in your past, just about having a relationship with something that defined you or you know what I mean? Walk there for a minute.
Yeah. I think prior to knowing the Lord, it was so easy for my identity to get caught up in a woman that I would date. And my worth, my value, my everything came from her and how I was seen in her eyes or how well our relationship was going and whatnot. And something we kind of talked about last episode, that's thrown me off quite a bit. Something we talked about last episode was... now I lost my train of thought.
Something we talked about last episode was...
Yes. Was being patient, but I was going somewhere with that. But yeah, really just waiting on the Lord. That's right. If I can't steward my own life, right? If I haven't been able to steward my own life in the past, what on earth would make me want to, whether it's out of, you know, codependency, whether it's out of loneliness, whether it's out of anything that's not healthy, why would I go out and try and find something to fill a God-sized hole when only God can do that?
Yeah.
So I knew he was calling me to focus my time, energy, and effort on him for a substantial amount of time. Now, what that time looks like for everybody else, it could be different. For me, I knew it was a while.
Yeah.
And so then he called me to go to school, and I knew during that time, like, hey, between full-time school and full-time ministry, I have a full plate. I want to complete the task that God has in front of me right now and do it with excellence.
Yeah.
And so I allocated the time to do that as well, and just devoted my full energy and effort on serving here as well as completing school. And yeah, throughout that whole time, I've just grown a lot mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And I've grown into a place where, like, I can finally say, and it's been a while now, but I can finally say I love the man in the mirror. And it took a long time to get there, but I love who I'm becoming. I love who I've grown into in my relationship with the Lord. And so it feels good to say that.
And you're mature too, like your maturity level from even just 2 years ago to now.
Yeah.
I think you're ready for a righteous relationship. And man, I'm just proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be a good thing, man. I've always, since I was a child, I've been like a hopeless romantic, you know, I can be a loner as well at the same time, but I, like, deep in my core, I'm like a hopeless romantic. And I was blessed to see my parents' marriage my entire life growing up and just what that looked like. And they just set the best of examples for what it means to, you know, take care of your family, be a protector, be a provider, be a family man, put them first. And I look forward to that day when the Lord does present me a partner and a wife and children. And it's a desire of my heart. And the word says, if we delight ourselves in him, he will give us those desires. And so I believe that the Lord does have something for me.
For sure. And you know what? Here's what we'll do. We'll put this link to this episode in his profile somewhere. So I'm going to speak as though your future wife or girlfriend or someone is watching this. Here's what I'll tell you about you, man. The favor of the Lord has clearly been on you. Like, just with your obedience and your growth. And I mean, we've been serving together for 5 years. And so, a lot of conversations. It's not like a 9-to-5 here. This is ministry. Like, the realest of talks possible have happened. Hard conversations have happened. Tears together have happened. Incredible joy together has happened. And I could just tell you, like, yeah, man, like, there's a girl, a woman out there that will be blessed by you. And the favor of the Lord's on you in the aspect of just track. I mean, he graduated. Go back a few episodes if you're not familiar with the pod. It's called Ryan Graduates College. But the school asked him to speak on behalf of the graduating class, and he gives a speech, and it's beautiful. And then you start off at just as an intern, and then you work your way up to now you're a entire facilities director, right? The responsibility of that. And yeah, I think it's a really cool thing. And we're kind of joking here, somewhat serious. I mean, hey, if someone responds, he's not.
Yeah.
But this is a cool thing, man. And I think any woman would be lucky to have you.
Yeah. So I haven't thrown up many intentional prayers for a wife. It's weird. I remember the first date I did, though. I think it was December 5th of 2020. Was like the first time I actually got down on my knees and like intentionally prayed for that specifically. Yeah. I've prayed sometimes. I prayed a few times after that for that specifically, but just like being super intentional in your prayer closet specifically for that instance. It hasn't been a lot, but yeah, I have, the Lord knows the desires of my heart. And so,
yeah. And like Carl, like Jory, and like myself, Ryan's made mistakes in the past. But I mean, I'm confident that any relationship you have now is going to be righteous.
Yeah.
You know, saving sex for marriage, treating her, dating her to marry her. You're not interested in just dating a bunch of women.
Yeah.
Not like creepy dating her, but you want to get to know someone. Your objective in dating is to find a wife, not correct, to like find a fling.
Correct. Which is completely different than any time before. Cause yeah, I've never been, since I've accepted the Lord, I've never embarked on a godly relationship. And even prior to that, I was never in a godly relationship, meaning I didn't build and establish my faith as the cornerstone for, hey, how we're going to operate within the confines of dating and this relationship and the trajectory that it's going to go. It was never built and established on the Lord. So I look forward to that. I long to pray with a woman with the same beliefs as mine. I long to worship with a woman. I long to raise a family with a woman, you know, with Christ as a center focal of everything. I think that'd be really amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think even just your testimony, I mean, what is it, episode 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14,
something
15,
like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Go watch your full testimony. It's emotional. But let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after the word from our sponsors.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
And we're back. And this episode is going to be a shorter one. Last week's ran a little long, and the last couple have, and we just wanted this to be lighthearted. But we're joking, but we're not.
Yeah,
right. We're having fun with it. It's not like Ryan wanted to do this or anything like that, but he did agree and just like, let's have fun with it, man.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it. I don't know. Can we, to kind of close it out, can we pull up his profile and see what it looks like?
And I'll give a 7-day update next time we record.
There's no picture. What happened?
What?
No kids. What kids? Never married. What?
My name is Mingler underscore 40 FE.
What?
This is a.
Why did his name? Oh, there it is. Let's see it. What is it?
I don't know, but my picture on the icon is there.
But not there. Hold on. And it says what?
There we go.
Oh, there he is. Let's go ahead and upload a couple.
They got a review.
Let's go ahead and upload a couple funny ones. Just so you know.
I mean, that this has, I won't say that. This has not the right vibes, but yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say what kind of vibes it gives,
he's
but
gotta
it's
got to keep it. He's got to keep
sketchy
it
for, vibes for
he's
sure.
He's got to keep it for 2 weeks.
It's like this dude may kidnap.
Now do a couple serious ones so they know he's joking.
Do that one. That's a good one. I like that.
And then do the Forgotten Pandemic one where he's like, yeah, that one. That one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same, same.
Just give them all types of the spectrum. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. And then it says no kids, wants kids. That's confusing.
And while
oh, has kids, though.
While
go ahead,
he's,
Carl.
While he's up, while Jorian's, no, you can keep going. I'm just saying while Jorian's uploading these pictures, one thing that Chitty always said that really stuck out to me about a wife is, if I want to be patient about one thing, like if there's one thing in my walk that I'm going to be super intentional about being patient about, that I'm not going to rush into, that I want to make sure is from the Lord and in His timing and in His ways, it's finding my wife. And you've done that. He's done that. He's been saying that since I met him 3 years ago. And he's been faithful to that, man. You spoke that and you've been walking in that, bro. So. I really do. I pray that the Lord brings you your wife, that He reveals who she is, and that He blesses you guys and in all of your ways, and that your days will be long together, and your kids will be beautiful, and may all that you guys do together for the kingdom prosper in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, any final thoughts on, I mean, it's kind of turned into like a dating or righteous dating episode, so that's kind of cool. I mean, I'm sure... We thought it would be humorous, so hopefully you've laughed with us. But also, yeah. So, what are you thinking?
I mean, it was awkward at first, but no, this is it's like you said, it's funny, but it's also serious. You know what I mean? I think it could be a cool thing. You know, amen. Lord, let your will be done.
Amen. Awesome. Anything else, Jordan? You got anything? Hey, speak on some long distance stuff for me.
Yeah.
Speak on some long distance stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to long distance. Me and my wife, we met long distance. We were long distance for about 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Now we're married. So,
got a beautiful baby.
Yeah, and God can make it work. He can. So I wouldn't count that out.
Let's go.
But looking at here, seems like there's some women that might fit your bill, man.
Yeah. Next episode. Or on the update, we get to, I don't know, we'll
just... I just saw it even gives the percentage of match,
yeah,
like how compatible according to the profile it
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
That's pretty gnarly.
That's pretty cool. Awesome. Well, hey, man, thank you for being a good sport. This was fun. This was a break. We've been just hitting serious crying podcasts, losing people, went through a pretty hard season, had a lot, got to put a lot on our hearts to kind of proclaim. And I think we needed a little break, man. A great podcast, a great episode last week. I mean, and it was good, but it was a little more heavy at times, you know, about wishing we were dying when we're withdrawing and stuff like that. But this was a good break, a good lighthearted break, and I appreciate you being a good sport, man.
Yeah. So for any women out there looking for a godly man for dating and marriage, you know, you can find me at Ryan Chittister on Christian Mingle. And that is
Murfreesboro, life Tennessee.
After addiction.
You better believe it.
Come on.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Life After Addiction. Life After Addiction is a production of S2L Studio. For more Christ-centered addiction recovery resources, please visit S2L.net. That's S, the number 2, L.net. For more information about S2L's licensed and accredited residential program, please visit S2LRecovery.org. That's S, the number 2, L.recovery.org.
We want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the Life After Addiction podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of their faith-centered podcasts and their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much more. Thank you so much for listening today, and God bless.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.